Blog Talk Radio.
See a lot of countries waving their national symbol, the flag, but a lot of countries don't have the same love for their flag as we do. And the communists are trying to take that love of flag away. And we got to stop them. I have a friend that's in Brazil. My friend tells me they hate the government. The government is totally corrupt. I said, I see all the Brazilian flags. He said, yeah, you know what the flags are for? The soccer team. So, just because you see somebody waving a flag, like the North Korean flag, he's got to wave it. keep your pride in your country and keep your pride in your flag. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. If you watched the communist media this week, all you saw was OJ. Will OJ run for president with the Democamo Party? If you watch the cover-up media this week, the only guy that got better coverage was Mike Mendell, the MyPillow guy. Did you see Mike sitting at the right hand of the father who brings American business back to life? If it's pro-life, I'm for it. As we look over the battlefield, by now it's obvious to everybody that there are two new parties jockeying for position. The party of good, God and country, led by El Trumpo, and the evil party, led by Saul Alinsky and Lucifer. Guy dedicated his book to Lucifer. If you're going to a socialist party website, especially this website, you will see the names of 70 Congress personnel listed as accredited members of the Socialist Party of the USA. Some you will recognize, others you may not. Rest assured they are anti-American, and every day they're striking blows against this country for the benefit of the Soviet Empire, which never went away. They just changed logos. Rest assured, they are anti-American and have definite goals to bring this country down, the country we love, the country we need, the country that feeds us. Have you noticed that they always label their enemies as fascists, but never communists, because that's who they are? Do these communist names sound familiar? The co-chairs of the Socialist Party of America is Ron Gavalia from Arizona and Lynn Woolsey from California. The vice chairs are Diane Watson from California, Sheila Jackson, Robert E. Lee from Texas. I gave you that Robert E. Lee handle. If your last name is Lee and you're from Texas, you're being named after Robert E., unless you're Chinese. Maxie Hirono from Hawaii, Dennis Kucinich from Ohio, Senate members, big socialist, the biggest socialist in the country, Bernie Sanders, he owns 3 homes. Yeah, there's money in socialism. And here's the link to the source. You can get all their names at www.libertynewsonline.com/article_301_308.php. You'll be shocked to see who's on there. Okay, we're going to give you a little ditty.
Macaire of your face, Roddy nor the old disgrace that Blackfoot with him stormed your place, drove you up in the barrens. Grace said victory was sure, soon the firebrand he'd secure, until he met a Glenmalure with Big McHugh of Worm.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, they will know, they will dare. Now, Fitzwilliam, hard to care, fall in the Yellow Square. Curse and swear,
the trumpet is sounding loudly, the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the steed by Loch Shilly is bounding to join the 6 squadrons of old Samir's green veil.
On them the mountaineers, strangers who fight and fear, rush to the standards of Donald's red hue. Bannock and Galloglass, thrown from each mountain pass, on for old Erin O'Donnell the boom.
To our aid is advancing, and many a chieftain and warrior clan, 1,000 proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing north to the the borders brave from banks of the van. Many a heart shall quail under his coat of mail. Deeply the merciless Holman shall rue. When on his ear shall ring, born on the breeze's wing, your Donald's dread war cry, O'Donnell the Boo.
That's it. It's a war cry of 10th century from the O'Donnell clan, not counting Rosie and Dirty Larry. Oh, my God. NBC, what have you done to my country? Nothing but communists, NBC. The Communist Nut Network, CNN. ABC, always be communist. It's unbelievable. Okay. Let's see what else we got to read here. 'Twas the night before the election. Remember the election? The upset? The upset. 'Twas the night before the election and all through the House and Senate. Not a termite was stirring, not even a Democrat. The payoffs were in the DNC safe, sealed with care, in hopes that Hillary Clinton would soon be there. In my gym suit, Gucci sneakers and all, had just settled in to watch the Clinton ball. When came such a blood-curdling scream, Trump has defeated the loser's team. Oh, the crying and the wailing and the gnashing of teeth. The deplorables have forced the Democrats to put back on their sheets. How will we ever lie our way to the top? We will use fake news media. Trump must be stopped. The genie's out of the bottle. He will never go back in. He is fighting for us a war we must win. Rally to his standard and stand by his side. Let us force the communists this time to run and hide. So what have we now, says the fine old woman. If you are born subjugated, you will live subjugated. One word that disappeared from American jargon, the word communists. The communists took the word down, just like they're replacing boy and girl. And God created one male, one female. The male's name was Adam, and the girl's name was Eve. Unbelievable. That is imprimatur in the Bible. So, one word that has disappeared from American jargon is the word communists. The communists took the word down here and in Russia. So-called conservatives refused to use the word. And speaking of so-called conservatives, that includes the National Repuke, or as they're going by, National Review, and the Weekly Standdown. They both opposed Trump, and they still do. So the communists took the word down here and in Russia. So-called conservatives refused to use the word. The sub-placebo words, they sub-placebo words like left-wing, leftists, progressives, but they dare not say communists. There is no religion in communism. Religion is the enemy of communism. Why? Because if a man loves God and worships him and leads a good life, he is of no value to communism and must be destroyed. That is why the communists play the separation of church and state card to drive Christians underground. Never forget, the ACLU was founded by a communist. I think his name was Roger Baldwin. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is a branch. Do you know their definition of a right-winger? One word, Christian. Remember Obama, the communist, calling Christians gun-toting Bible thumpers? Their definition of an extreme right-winger is Billy Graham. In the 60s, Gus Hall, the leader of the Communist Party, told the membership we will no longer field candidates for office. Go join the Democrat Party. I believe 30% of the Democrat Party is communist way back. Battle flags can change during a battle. Do not assume that communism is dead and not around. It is in the schools, the churches, the military, the government, and on your TV every day. The Democrat Party, it will got out around 2012. You can't be a Christian or a Bible person and a Democrat. Do you think the Good Samaritan would be pro-choice? What you do to the least of my people, you do unto me. Suffer little children to come unto me. Jesus knew. There is only one party on America's side. Join us and help protect us from the party of death and drugs to little children. Rehab should be paid by drug profiteers, not the American taxpayer. And use the El Chapo money to put up the wall. My tribute to Sean Spicer, a good man, a trusted man. God keep him safe. Thank you, Sean, for showing us what a good person you are. I know Trump needs a tiger to fight the liars. Good luck, Scaramucci. It now appears that Murdoch tried to burn Trump but failed. Too many conservatives on Fox at the time. However, morphs like Howard Kurtz, Chris Wallace, Megyn Kelly, sorry, Krauthammer, both you and Gaspy Gasparino make the cut. Brett Baer at the debates was the same. He just disguised it better. The first and last debate was no lesson learned. Get Trump, and it failed. I notice on the weekends on Fox, they get Trump mode. The get Trump mode gets louder. Chuck Schumer reminds me of the schoolyard squealer. Nobody played with Chuck. They didn't trust him. Let's go to a tune.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one if you must cling.
Before the 50% divorce rate, people used to fall in love. Where is love gone? Speaking of love gone, how about the cover-up by the IRS and the Obama government on the investigations on conservative 501c groups? Do you know that there are communist groups that are covered as 501c? And there are conservatives and church groups that can't get the designation? You remember what they did? They went after all of the conservative church groups. And they spit in the face of the Senate, and the Senate said, could you spit on us some more, please? We're not getting enough on this side.
I heat up, I can't cool down. IRS got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. My 501c, nobody knows. Every time I submit a name, it heats up like a burning flame. Tea party names flame that fire. The FBI taps my wire. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. 3 years now to get approved. IRS agents on my roof. Asking questions like who I know. What's my religion and church I go? They look for buzzwords like conservative speak. How many members in the Catholic League? Abracadabra, abracadabra, they're going to reach out and grab ya. A committee is formed to check out crime, loaded with democracies who stall for time. Steve Miller denies and sings the blues. He know nothing, only sees the news. I see discrimination in their eyes. They're going after the Christian guys. Just when you think they're going away, another audit come today. Abracadabra, abracadabra, they want to reach out and grab you. Abracadabra. No one knows the next in command. They could not run a lemonade stand. Abandon troops on land and sea. Arrest everyone who wants more tea. Kill the kids before they see. Sell taxable dope to you and me. At this rate, we'll be free. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you. Abracadabra. The hearing time, the Dems are slowing. A lot of BS they be throwing. If you catch a czar, they are outgoing. The rest of us are getting a lot of snowing. Abracadabra. They're going to reach out and grab you.
The folks in the IX I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
did you see Trump yesterday at the christening of the aircraft carrier Gerald Ford? Magnificent. Did a wonderful job. And it was great to see the pride and patriotism of our military. One thing that bothers me, I don't like medals. I like ribbons. Medals, you start to look like a hero of the Soviet Union. The ribbon is good enough. I'll take the ribbons. So, as a tribute to the Navy, we'll play Anchors Away.
Spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea, the shining
you very much. Let's do that last part again. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's fantastic.
Elvis was one of the first casualties of the drug war against America. You don't realize it, but the Chinese and the Russians have been pumping drugs into the United States. Since Mao Zedong grew poppies in 1929, they came up through the South American nations, they came up that way into the United States. And they're coming over the border. Trump's right. He builds the wall. It's going to stop them. Did you see the two kids climbing? They both had like a suitcase full of probably cocaine. It had to be big money drugs. And they were at the scale in the top of the wall. That goes on all the time. And it's just bringing death. Drugs is Chemical Warfare. And there's a book by a guy named Joe Douglas, and it's called, Red Cocaine. And it got a picture of Lenin with a hypodermic needle and a hammer and a sickle. Drug warfare is big stuff, and now it's getting worse. Now they're going to fentanyl. I think that's how you pronounce it, fentanyl. And it's all coming out of China. It's all coming out of China. And within 2 years, it's going to sweep the country because weed is now sweeping the country because the blood money apes are going to capitalize on a red-hot situation. And they're going to make a bundle on the misfortune of many. But there's nothing can stop that because greed has more power than resistance. And it's going to sweep the nation. 8 states are now junkie-oriented. And they tell you it's medical. The big lie was medical marijuana, which you could always get. You could always get medical marijuana. It was called Marinol. And they gave it to you in pill form, suppository form, and liquid form. But these guys, they want to smoke it because smoking is good for the lungs. What a bunch of jerks. I call them scientists. They're the experimental scientists, and they think they're experimenting with drugs, but they're experimenting with their lives, and they're going to lose them. Drugs has been killing Americans for years, since the 60s. Did you ever see that movie with Denzel Washington, where he was buying director from Vietnam? Buying heroin direct from Vietnam. Yeah. And then they brought it in, smuggled in the bodies of dead GIs being shipped home. It's unscrupulous. And when the real chemical warfare program hits full force, you're not going to believe it. Every family in America will lose somebody to drugs. And already the government knows it. Because they put aside $52 billion for rehab, put nothing aside for rehab. Self-inflicted wounds should be paid by the people who were supplying the self-inflictor. If the cigarette companies were made to pay for cancer, the drug companies have to be made to pay for opioids. You have no idea. And when they tell you it's just medical marijuana, and now they pushed that aside. It's recreational marijuana. Yeah, you can take it in the playpen with you. Recreational marijuana is a joke. Because now what everybody's doing, once they can get their hands on legal weed, the next thing will be an upgrade. The upgrade will be laces. And it will be laced with something. And that's when guys go become mad dogs. And fentanyl is going to attack every family in America. No one will be safe. You think these Hollywood actors with all their protection can stop their kids from dying, ODing? Tell that to Mike Douglas. Tell it to Archie Bunker. There are horror stories out there you'll never hear because it's bad for business. Fentanyl is going to knock out this country in 2 years. And, of course, you know who's to blame? The guys who took the Ten Commandments away. All those shalt nots became thou shalt. We're in trouble. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. How are you going to save money on a new health care plan when they're already putting aside $52 billion for rehab? And that's only drug rehab. And now what industry is growing? The drug rehab industry. You see the ads, a beautiful girl, a nice black dress. Her hair is waving in the wind. And she's a junkie. We don't like to call them junkies. No, just like you don't like to call liberals communists. We call them the disenfranchised. Yeah, well, they had a solid franchise when they came here. When they popped the chute. And they did it to themselves. Those are self-inflicted wounds. If you know that if you commit a certain sexual act, that the partner that you commit with, either you or he or both are going to die, what are you, stupid? Do you sit around a campfire and jump into the fire? Oh, it's not going to be me. I'm going to get away. And then we got to have rehab and cures for diseases we created ourselves. And some poor guy hasn't got the price of an aspirin. And it's really sad. Get away from drugs. Get my book, The Spirit of America Party. It was written 8 years ago, but the first chapter stands today. The first chapter out of the book was my number one priority. And it's called Drugs Suck. And drugs do suck. Take it from me. I buried a lot of friends and relatives. And you will too. Because I was born in the age of innocence. It caught up to me by surprise. But you've been warned. It is really sad. So, having said that, let me find a tune to make your day. Now that I've depressed you. Everybody wants to be an Americano.
Americano, Americano, Americano. Gotta buy a diamond ring, 'cause that's his baby's favorite thing. Okay, alright, yeah. Just remember he's Americano. Well, watch it, pal, cause he'll take everything. He wanna be Americano, Americano, Americano. He wants to drive a Cadillac. Ooh, now he's chasing showgirls, smoking Camels, whiskey and soda. Now he's never going back. He likes that.
Dedicate this next tune to the people of the Southland, the people who are our brothers and sisters. But there's an element in this country that wants to keep you segregated as Americans because you're from the South. You stood for what you believed in and you fought hard for it. You fought under your battle flag. And no one has the right to take it down unless they fought against it or they fought for it. So, this tribute is to all Southerners.
For the dear old flag I died, said the wounded drummer boy. Mother pressure lifts to mine, oh, they bring me peace and joy. 'Tis the last time on earth I shall ever see your face. Mother, take me to your heart, let me die in your embrace. For the dear old flag I died, Mother, dry your weeping eye, for the honor of our land. And the dear old flag I died. Do not mourn, my mother dear, every pang will soon be home. For I hear the angel band calling from their starry shore. Now I see the banners wave in the light of perfect day. Though it is hard to part with you, yet I would not wish to stay. For the dear old flag I died, Mother, dry your weeping eye, for the honor of our land. And the dear old flag I died. Upon my spirit now, and I feel his blighting breath fan my pallid cheek and brow. Closer, closer to your heart, Let me feel that you are by, while my sight is growing dim. For the dear old flag I die, for the dear old flag I die. Mother, dry your weeping eye, for the honor of our land and the dear old flag I die. For the honor of our land and the dear old flag I die.
Beautiful, beautiful. The communists want to destroy the country. Divide and conquer is the way. Hollywood is a tool of the Communist Party. They make all Southerners look like drunks, toothless, mindless, and marrying their sisters. And that's how they put down the entire Southland. If they did it to the blacks, Hollywood would be on fire. Yeah. Well, having said that, we're going to play Is It Any Wonder That We're Still American?
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue? When I searched the
born for my love her, the girl who can make me your king.
This one goes out to the Mexican people who are working up on the rooftops today, mowing the lawns. I'm not talking about the illegal invaders that the Democrats smuggle in. I'm talking about the good people that come here to earn a job, raise a family, to make money. So we dedicate this to you guys up on the rooftops today.
Dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa, no permiten la quieran consolar. Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa caminando sin vida sin verlos jamás. La llorando por él, mi mariachi.
Christening of a Navy aircraft carrier, and we're going to close with the Navy hymn. Two things I enjoyed at that ceremony. twice they prayed to God, at the opening and at the end. And I thought that was great. And there was nobody there with furniture from Berkeley. Yeah. Oh, you got a degree from Berkeley. That's a prestigious college. Where'd you get it in? Furniture throwing. Give me a break. Maybe him, Eternal Father, strong to save. Hear us when we cry to thee, because we all need God. That's our show, folks. God keep you safe.